Christian, you are covered by the Lord's favor as with a shield, not based on your merit, based on Christ, that you are saved through him. In Psalm 5, verse 11 to 12, we read these words, "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy, and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield." Let all who take refuge in you rejoice. To take refuge means to seek shelter. It means to trust in something or someone to protect you from a danger. And so in this case, it means to seek God for his protection, for his refuge, to trust in him to guard you from any danger that you may be facing. And David here says, let all of those who take refuge in God, let them rejoice. Now, rejoice simply means to be glad. And he expands on this. He says, let them ever sing for joy. The word used for sing for joy means to give a ringing cry. It's not simply a happy feeling inside. This expresses itself out as you give a loud cry, as you sing out of your gladness. It's actively rejoicing. And the next line is sort of a parallel, where David says, and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For God to spread his protection over you means for his protection to overshadow, to screen, to cover, for you to be covered over with God's protection. And David asks this. He says, do this, Lord, so that those who love your name may exult in you. And the word exult is to rejoice. It's another simile of giving out a ringing cry of joy. And so in verse 11, we have David saying almost the same thing. But first he says, let all those who take refuge. These are those who already are seeking the Lord for refuge, for protection. Let them rejoice. Let them cry out and sing for joy. And now in the parallel line, he's petitioning to God for God to spread his protection, to cover them so that they may exult in God. And now in verse 12, we give a reason for why we can exult, a reason for why we can rejoice in the God we take refuge in. Because David says, O Lord, Yahweh, you cover him. The Lord covers us with favor as with a shield. Now, what does this mean to be covered with favor? Well, first, let's look at the word favor. Favor means goodwill, acceptance, goodness towards. And so we can understand God's favor to us as his benevolent goodwill, as his acceptance of us, as it's manifested in his actions toward us. And now to be covered by this, the word used for cover here, it's only used one other time, and that is found in 1 Samuel 23, verse 26. And that is when David is being pursued by Saul and Saul's men. And the word that is translated in the English is surrounded, to be surrounded. David is being surrounded by the armies of Saul. They're closing in on him. So he uses this same word here, but it's not about danger or enemies closing in and surrounding. It's about the favor of God surrounding us. Now, what is it like? It's like a shield. The word for shield isn't just, don't just picture a little dinner plate on your forearm. This is a battle shield. This was meant to protect your entire body. You could crouch down behind this and nothing could get past and hurt you. This is the picture. Now, it's important to note that this is not just a personal prayer. It's not a personal petition. David isn't just saying that, "Oh Lord, you bless me. You cover me with favor as with a shield," even though that is true. He's talking about the corporate body, the righteous, plural. You cover him, and him, insert your name there. Insert your brother or sister in Christ. You together, he covers us, the body of Christ, with his favor as with a shield. Now picture a row of soldiers with all of their shields. They crouch down, they plant their shield in the ground in front of them. All you can see now is a wall, a covering. If you look at the Roman tactics, they would have these shields in front, and then the men behind the front line, they would lift their shields up above. And so you would have almost an entire covering, so that all you would see was just almost like a shell of shields that would cover everyone underneath and behind them. This is what it means to be surrounded by the Lord's favor. And now take this picture and realize that that is the reason why we can rejoice, that we can exult, that we can cry out and sing for joy in the Lord as we seek him to be our refuge. Because we don't seek him in vain. He will answer and he will protect us. The language used here, shield, refuge, protection. These are defensive words, implying that there is a danger. And if you've read your Bible well enough, you know that there is in fact a danger. It's not just physical, like you should look both ways before crossing the street as you might get hit by a car. This is spiritual danger as well. Danger from temptation and danger from spiritual attack. The Bible says that the devil is like a roaring lion, roaming to and fro, prowling the earth, seeking someone he may devour. And that's a very real danger. It's not figurative. And so we must be seeking God as our very real protection, refuge, defense. And here we see that God will actually come through on that. All the Psalms that talk about God is our refuge and strength, he's a present help in times of trouble, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run to him and are safe. The imagery of him covering us under his wings, of us abiding in the shadow of the Almighty, seeking shelter in him. These are not just nice pictures to feel warm and fuzzy about. These are realities in the spiritual battlefield that we face every single day. And this, in the context of Psalm 5, is put in a prayer. David is praying, "Let all who take refuge in you rejoice." He's asking the Lord to spread his protection, to surround them, to overshadow them with his protection, because he says, Yahweh blesses the righteous, and Yahweh covers the righteous with his favor as with a shield. So if you're facing something, this is your hope right here. Know that the Lord will cover you. He will protect you. Oftentimes, the only thing standing between you being overcome by danger and you being protected is the unwillingness to bring the danger before God in prayer and to submit yourself to God's protection. And now we must be mindful that sometimes God does allow us to be overwhelmed by things. He will allow us to get hurt. He will refine us by trial. That's a very real thing, and we should expect that as Christians. But at the same time, we should not fear that our inheritance may be taken. We should not fear that we will be dismayed to the point of despairing of all hope. The Lord will strengthen us. As it says in Isaiah, he will renew our strength like the eagles. We will run and not grow weary. We will walk and not be faint. There are times when we may feel like we're in a desert, where the enemy is all around us. But we only need to remember all the stories of God's faithfulness. Like when Elisha prayed for eyes to be opened because they were surrounded and the servants didn't see any way that they could escape. And they looked, and angels, hundreds of angels, surrounded the camp of those enemies who wanted to kill them. Christian, you are covered by the Lord's favor as with a shield, not based on your merit, based on Christ, that you are saved through him. And so don't face dangers in vain, in your own strength. Face them in prayer, on your knees, asking God for salvation and deliverance, for protection, because God will. God does, and he's the only one who is able to. This is a model prayer for protection. This is a model prayer for the Christian, for the body of Christ, for the community of believers, for the ecclesia, as we face the enemy, as we face even physical dangers every day. May we ask for God to bless us with favor, to cover us and defend us. Because he is faithful and he is our refuge. He's a very present help in times of trouble.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Sound of a Heartbeat. We hope this message encouraged you. To receive each episode in your inbox, including Joel's message notes, visit any of our social media pages to find a link to join the email family. This is the best way to keep up with our content and to get in touch with us. Until next time, God bless.